From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
In uber diversity-loving San Francisco, our two-dad multiracial family rarely raises an eyebrow anymore. 5 years ago, when my son Ben was a baby, strangers sometimes gave us the broad smile and warm eye contact meant to say, "I'm with you, love makes a family." But today, with so many lesbian and gay families around, we're just part of the landscape, and that's okay with us. So here's the weird thing. Recently, we've started getting a different kind of reaction. We're frequently asked why we dress our one-year-old daughter Louisa like a boy. We hear this from her daycare teachers, other parents, and even strangers who stop to admire the cute little guy. When they learn that he's a she, they get flustered and indignant that we haven't provided the proper cues, as in pink, ruffles, lace. Louisa does wear her brother's hand-me-downs, but the rest is stuff we intentionally picked out for her. To be honest, girl style just isn't our thing. We also wrongly assumed that jeans, t-shirts, and tennis shoes were unisex. Not so for little girls. It turns out that corduroy overalls and white cotton onesies just aren't coded as feminine enough. Concerned babysitters send her home with hair charms attached, and friends drop off JonBenet care packages. The fact is, though, we've lived in a house full of guys for a long time, and that's at the heart of the issue. When some people look at two men with a baby, they're still seeing the absence of a mother. That's why we get well-intentioned interventions when she fusses in public. Someone will lean over and say, with the exaggerated slowness usually reserved for foreigners, "The baby is probably hungry." Oh, now we get it. Similarly, when people ask about Louisa's clothes, I have a hunch they're leading up to basic operating instructions like, "Little girls wear pink." So now, if I see this coming, I head it off by saying, "She's dressed like a boy? Shoot, we were going for old-school lesbian." With a Perspective, I'm John Perry.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.